97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
In for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk. And we are going to take a look at the EPA with geologist and executive director of the CO2 Coalition in Virginia, Tech VPI, Gregory Wrightstone. Greg, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good to be on with you. And once again, we have more really good news coming out of Washington, D.C. I'm not tired of winning yet, but it's I was tired of losing regularly over the last 4 years. The last 6 months have been a complete turnaround.
They sure have. Now, you're talking about the Lee Zeldin, who was very close to being governor of New York, announced a plan to undo the holy grail of climate change science. Explain to us first, what was the holy grail of climate change science?
It's what we call the endangerment finding. And in 2009, the Obama EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, decided in a ruling that carbon dioxide, the gas that we call the miracle molecule, they call it the demon molecule. They determined that carbon dioxide that you're breathing out right now was a pollutant, and it could be regulated by the EPA and other agencies. And boy, have they. They have used this ruling that carbon dioxide is a pollutant to regulate virtually everything that uses electricity or generates CO2 in your lives. Just look around your listeners right now. They're probably sitting in their home with their air-conditioned home. Look around. Look above you to your ceiling fan, your dishwasher, your washer and dryer, virtually everything that uses electric. You're only allowed now, because of this, to buy government-approved dishwashers, washers, dryers, ceiling fans, refrigerators. We go on and on. And they have to be government-approved. They're more expensive. They're less efficient. But that's what we're forced to buy. It's like living in the old Soviet Union. The government tells you what you may and may not buy. And it's because of this desire to regulate carbon dioxide. They say they thought it was contributing to unusual and unprecedented dangerous warming. And there's nothing of the sort. And when they made this ruling, again, this was in 2009, they did not consider any contrary information, the facts, science, and data that would dispute this notion. And that's been overturned last year. 2024 two Supreme Court rulings said from now on, these agencies to make these rulings have to consider all of the pertinent information, including those that go against that carbon dioxide is a pollutant. And the facts are overwhelming of the huge benefits we're seeing to ecosystems and to the human condition because of more CO2. It's a really, really good story we're learning about the huge benefits that we're seeing, both to the ecosystems and to humanity. And so this was huge. Your listeners during the Obama and Biden administration, the EPA, Department of Energy, and others have been systematically stripping your listeners of their freedoms to choose. And I'm very much pro-choice. And by that, I mean, I'm pro-choice in that your listener should have the choice of what kind of car to drive, what kind of dishwasher to buy. If they should have the choice to buy a shower head where water comes out of it at a decent rate and not a trickle. These little things, we've had our freedom stripped away. We hardly recognized it. Hopefully we'll get back now, and this will lead to more efficient appliances, lower cost appliances, and get the government out of the way. Let us make our decisions on our own behalf and not have the government make them.
So now this is being repealed, like you said, those appliances, efficient appliances, can start being made and start being distributed, to most states, unless you live in certain states where the governor has taken taken control. So this has been announced as repealed. So, I mean, we can
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. They will be rolling this out. They're announcing they're going to be rescinding it, and then that will be officially put out for the record next week, we believe. And then there will be a 45-day commenting period, which we're preparing our One of the downsides with his announcement yesterday was that they're not including any of the science that disputes that CO2 is a pollutant. They're only going the legal ramifications, and they explained that, that they needed to do it that way. But we're here at the CO2 Coalition, we're the preeminent scientific organization with nearly 200 of the top scientists and experts in the world. And so we, in our comment, we will, it will be quite detailed, and we will explain in our comment, the science that disputes this contention of harmful CO2 additions. And it's, and it's likely this is just the beginning. The 45 days will go through, and let's say that it does get, it'll get rescinded. You know for sure the next thing's coming are lawsuits, and it's entirely likely that this will end up in the Supreme Court and being decided there, which I would anticipate a favorable ruling. But we've structured our comment, and our comment we're going to do here is we're working with our senior legal team to devise this comment for use and expecting to take this to the Supreme Court, where our scientists can argue the scientific case for this, which would be wonderful.
You know, it seems like a lot of the stuff that was done, let's say during the Obama years, in the name of the environment, was, quote, because of science. And then when anyone pushes back on it, that person is shamed. That person, it seems like that was a theme when it comes to the environment during the Obama administration, that there was no such thing as opposing science allowed in Washington, D.C.
That was. Didn't we see that in the COVID debate?
Where
anyone with an opposing viewpoint silenced? There is no debate. There's a consensus. And that's what they're saying about the climate change. If you thought it was bad with COVID, it's, you ain't seen nothing yet, brother. This climate change debate, they've silenced me and my colleagues at the CO2 Coalition for providing the science that disputes this notion of a climate crisis, man-made climate crisis. And it's consensus science is just wrong. That's not how science is done. In fact, my favorite quote about consensus was Dr. Richard Feynman, the noted Nobel laureate in physics. Get this. Think about this. He said, I would rather have questions that can't be answered than answers that can't be questioned. And that's what we have today, don't we? We're being told the answer, and you dare not. You dare not question me. You dare not speak out. You must be silent. And if you're going to contest us, we're going to silence you. And that's what they've done pretty effectively. Well, the worm has turned, and we've got the wind at our backs. We were facing stiff headwinds over the last two decades and more. But the wind's at our back now. We've got friends in D.C. like Lee Zeldin, Chris Wright at Department of Energy, Doug Burgum in Interior, and others that are pushing back against this overreaching regulatory state. And it's about time.
So, you know, Gregory, I got to ask you, I'm talking to you from, you know, the great state of New York, where they're going to stop fossil fuel hookups to houses in January and want everyone to have an electric car by 2035. What do you say to states like this that are just doing their own thing and really, you know, limiting the choice of the taxpayer?
Yeah, I'm not sure what we can be done about that. What can be done about that? There are such things as state rights, and I'm no legal expert. I do believe something will be done. New York and New Jersey have both banned pipelines, natural gas pipelines, and that's a huge problem because we've got the largest natural gas accumulation in the world by far. I mean, by far, it's gargantuan. The Marcellus and Utica shale fields of Pennsylvania and northern West Virginia. And we can't get that gas to New England where it's needed because New York and New Jersey have banned pipeline construction. And I think it will be argued at some point that this inhibits interstate commerce, but that's not been raised yet. But, you know, New England right now is paying, they're paying 4 to 5 times too much per MCF of gas is what the rest of the country is. And that's because they're having to import liquefied natural gas from Saudi Arabia, from Algeria, from other Spain and other places that are much more expensive. And that's compounded by the fact is that they can't buy LNG from Louisiana and Texas because of this thing called the Jones Act, where you have to use American flagged tankers and American crude tankers between one American port and another. There aren't any American flagged or American crude LNG tankers. So they're forced by this stupid Jones Act to buy really expensive gas from other countries. It's just stupid. I've been encouraging Chris Wright and Donald Trump for many months now to he can waive the Jones Act and cure that overnight. He can do it today.
He is Gregory Wrightstone, a geologist and the executive director of the CO2 Coalition. Gregory, really appreciate the conversation.
Oh, good to be on. Let's do it again.